Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
If you're a full-time stay-at-home parent and you got divorced, would you expect to be compensated for the time you spent running your house?
Listen, this is dividing a lot of our listeners. We got a text in from Ellen that says she should have signed a prenup that stipulates how much you get for every year you were married. Long and short of it, he cheated, she's bitter, and she's trying to punish him. Ellen is like really like out there.
I don't actually know the circumstances around the story at all. I just know they were in Spain. They got married out of community of property. They got divorced and the court said you need to pay her back for the time she spent running that house.
And the thing is, it makes sense though, because after this, where do they expect her to stay if she wasn't working and she hasn't been earning money? It's not like she just wants money to go buy Louis Vuitton bags.
We're going to chat to Magda in a moment. Exactly. Do you want to hear the split of opinions that we have at the moment? This is one half.
20 years, it's a lot of money. Oh, my baby, she's got to pay for the water and light. She's got to pay for the house.
So that's one opinion, and then the other side sounds like this.
Does that out of community of property without the accrual system not just pertain to buildings, policies, anything like that, and not the labor that she put in and raised his kids and helped feed his kids and organize his life for 20 years? She must get every single cent that needs to be given to her.
That is a very sensible opinion. And it sounds like she knows exactly what she's talking about. Yeah.
Magda is on the line. Magda, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Wat denk jy?
Ja, ek het verseker op my voete gestaan, want ek het ook 'n beroep gehad. Ek was of is nou weer 'n registered nurse. Wat lang ure gewerk het, goed bygedra het, contributed to the household, en ek meen, die man het my gevra, wat sal ek daarvan dink om my eie kinders groot te maak? Nou, dis 'n groot begeerte, dink ek, vir baie maat, want daar is soveel dinge wat jy verloor, wanneer jy werk, en vooral in my beroep, dis lang ure. So yes, ek het dit opgegee met die doel om my kinders goed groot te maak, maar ook 'n goeie vrou vir hom te wees. En ek meen, ons het gelewe van takeaways. Van takeaways het ons hou my koek meals beginne eet. So ja, ek het hom gesond gehou en dit het maar verbrokkel. En op die ou einde het hy iemand jongerder gevat. En ek het net gesê, I need to be compensated. Ek wil gekompenseer word vir al my tyd wat ek met hom gemors het. Nie met my kinders, nie, definitief nie. Want ek moes my drome, my beroep opgee, so laat die wetter betaal daarvoor. I mean, what is fair is fair. Ek was ook buite community getroud gewees. Ja, elke ou maak choices, maar dit was my choice.
Ja.
Vergoed my. En op die ouend het hulle dit toegestaan vir my, want ek het 'n wonderlike prokureur gehad.
Ja.
Dit was Swartberger. En ek sal hom aanbeveel vir baie vrouwe. Baie
vrouwe.
Hy kyk baie goed na ons.
So Magda, that's the worst thing you want to hear out of the end of a relationship, whether it's a marriage or if it was just a long-term relationship. I ate my tyd gemors. He wasted my time. And I want my money for that time. I get it.
Yeah. Lots of people on the WhatsApp line saying, Jeff, for example, I agree with Roz. It's wrong for the court to overrule the contract. Otherwise, why have it in the first place? I just feel like we're moving to a place. Surely we recognize that running a house and raising kids is a job. It's not a thing you do on the side while you're doing nothing. Surely we recognize that it's a job. Dis mos werk.
Yeah.
It is a job. Yes.
It's
a 24-hour job.
Yeah. Ask them some.
We got another message in from John that said exactly now what Magda's saying. It's not only the monetary value of the time that she put into running the household, but also the monetary value of the time and experience doing her own career that she put on hold to run that household.
100%.
So dit is tweeledig.
Yeah. Yes. Magda, ons waardeer vir jou vanmiddag. Dankie vir die oproep.
I love your show. Keep on going.
Yay!
Thanks, Magda. Michelle is on the line. Michelle, welcome.
Thanks, Rob and Roz. Thank you for such an interesting topic on International Women's Day.
It is a pleasure. How do you feel?
So I'm actually so heartbroken to hear that we are still receiving comments that work within a house is not recognized. And then going beyond that point, that it's actually assigned to a gender, especially today when women are just as or even more qualified than their husbands, we absolutely have to teach our children that cooking and cleaning and looking after yourself as well as a house, those are actually basic life skills and not a to be assigned to a gender.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, and we couldn't actually have put it better. Yay, Eric Spiker Obikopasan.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that because you are absolutely spot on in my opinion.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.